Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
Glory to God. That's from Revelation chapter 2. That's the glorious vision of Jesus Christ. This is wonder and reality. That's Jesus Christ in His glory. Amen. Human beings are on the earth. We were born to know God and to eventually fellowship with Him and His glory with Him. He's glorious beyond description. The glorious splendor of His majesty, we can never put into words. So how do we get there? Well, we must go deeper with Him. We must, you know, generally, but also every day. I've been discussing this in some of these messages. We need to repent. We need to have a humble spirit, broken and contrite spirit. Seek Him with all our heart. Love Him with everything we have. And we get into that. We begin to see the mystery and the glory. His glory, His majesty, His beauty. And it's just beyond comprehension. And then He reveals the Bible. He reveals everything to us. He reveals His plan that he wants us to do, His ministry. He will show you clearly what He is calling you to do. And that's why our ministry, one of the things we want to do is help you find your calling, your ministry. I'm an evangelist. I want to get this message out to anyone who will listen. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the evidence of this, well, it's right there in the Bible, but when we leave the earth, those who know Jesus Christ go to glory, to heaven forever. And that's not over-spiritualizing things. Heaven is filled with His glory. We'll be in His glory for eternity. Hallelujah. When you meet Him, He's the only one you will want. And everything will make sense. And everything, before we couldn't understand the Bible, now everything makes sense. The tabernacle has seven stations. Every one of them reveals Jesus Christ in a progression. Beginning at the gate, and then there's... this is not in any order, but there's the water. There's the sacrifice, okay, is the first one. Jesus and His sacrifice. Amen. He died for us. And then we also, when we die, we find Him. And it's a glorious death. We have this perception that we have to sacrifice and give up. No, this is the greatest privilege to know Him. Then there's the water. That's the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God. Amen. And then there's more stations. There's the bread and the light. Jesus is the bread of life. We all know that we need food. He's the bread of life, the greatest. Oh, hallelujah. He says, He who comes to Me shall never hunger. He who believes in Me shall never thirst. He's the light of the world. He becomes our light. All darkness will go, you know, and he's our light. He's the revelation. He's the glory of God. And then, so it goes on, you know, So there's the teaching of the tabernacle. And that tabernacle, it's in Exodus chapters 25 through 31 and 35 through 40. And there's three main stations, sections. There's the outer court, there's the holy place, and then the Holy of Holies. Jesus talked about that. He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. The three levels of prayer. Glory to God. It's just, and it's all simple, yet it's so profound. It's eternally profound. And you know, before the Holy Spirit will reveal this to us. So the tabernacle, everything in the tabernacle speaks of Jesus Christ. And there's the four curtains, which is his four, essentially four revelations of Jesus Christ, or that we find in the four Gospels, and then in the four living creatures. But so the four curtains have four different colors. It's blue, purple, white, and scarlet, and every one of those applies to one of the Gospels. Jesus is revealed in those Gospels as King, Son of Man, the Suffering Savior, that's in the book of Luke, and then the Son of God in the book of John. So those four Gospels reveal Jesus in those ways. Now, Jesus, of course, is God, and there he's over more than 1,000 names and titles and of Jesus Christ. But these four, it's perfect because four speaks of what's on the earth, of what is, you've got the four winds of heaven and the four corners of the earth. And then so God coming to earth as a man, four Gospels. And then we see these four revelations of Jesus. And then he's the king that we, this is not exactly right, but like he's the Son of Man, we identify with him as a man, right? Then he's the king that we obey. He's our great king. He's the suffering Savior that we worship. He's came and died for us. And then he's the Son of God who we worship. He's God Almighty. So these are just, I'm just touching on some of this because I have not gotten into these teachings and so forth specifically because I want us to focus on the glory of the Lord and realizing that he is available and that his glory is the answer. That's him. Amen. Amen. And the presence of Jesus, and he's available to us all the time. Amen. We just need to do what he says to do. He does hide. He hides himself. That's in Isaiah 45, verse 15. And we see that with Jesus Christ. Jesus, he didn't just come out and say things right to the public. He spoke in parables. He's just perfect. Everything he does is perfect. And he hides himself from us to see what's in our heart, to try us, to test us, and then in that process of us seeking him, there's our old nature dies, and then we can find the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, and our spirit person connects with him. Amen. There's a mystery around it, but it's simple too. Amen.